भगवद गीता 8.4 आदिभूतम क्षरो भावः पुरुषश्चादिदैवतम आधियज्ञोऽहमेवात्र देहे देहभृतां वर. सो हियर अर्जुनास नेक्स्ट सेट ऑफ क्वेश्चंस आर आंसर्ड इन द प्रीवियस वर्स. कृष्ण आंसर्ड व्हाट इज ब्रह्मा. The transcendentally realized living entity is Brahma. Adhyatma is its very nature at a spiritual level. Then that which leads to the production of the material bodies of the spiritual living being, that is karma. Now in this verse, Krishna answers what is Adibhuta, what is Adiyagya, and what is Adidaiva. So Adibhutam Ksharo Bhavah. Adibhuta Ksharo Bhavah. So Kshara is that which changes. Bhavah, nature. So Adibhuta is that which has of a changing nature. The word Kshara is the opposite of the word Akshara, which Krishna used to describe Brahma. Aksharam Brahma Paramam. That was 8.3. So here Krishna is contrasting that by saying in 8.4 that Adibhutam Ksharo Bhavah. So whereas spirit is characterized by its changelessness, matter is characterized by its constant change. So this is the difference between spirit and matter, and it is a subject for important discussions. What is the nature of reality? What is the best way in which the soul can live true to its spiritual nature? This is a question which needs to be answered. And as long as the soul's consciousness is caught at the material level, the soul doesn't live true to its spiritual nature. Rather, the soul lives according to its material nature, and the soul stays caught in material existence. To the extent the soul recognizes that I am a spiritual being, that I need to realize Krishna, I need to attain Krishna, to that extent the soul goes beyond material nature and attains spiritual nature. So here we need to work in our realization of Krishna Bhakti, that we are unchanging. We cannot change the changeability of material nature. But so when Krishna says that Adibhutam Ksharo Bhavah, the material nature is ever changing. So this, by contrasting with Aksharam Brahma Paramam, this helps us to distance ourselves from our infatuation with material nature and move closer towards realizing our spiritual identity. And now we may wonder, if Krishna is characterizing the Adibhuta as ever changing, then what does it mean, Sadhibhuta Didaivam Mam? So how can Krishna be Adibhuta? That is pointed out in 7.4 when Krishna says that the material nature is his energy. Bhinna me prakriti rashtrada. This is my prakriti, but it is bhinna. And the connection of this material nature with him will be told later in 9.10 when Krishna says, maya adhyakshena prakritihi. It's his prakriti, but it is under his supervision. So, one of the fundamental philosophical questions in Vedanta is that if the Brahma is unchanging, as is pointed out over here, Akshara, then how is the unchanging Brahma related with the changeability of this world? How can the ever-changing come from the ever-unchanging? So here we understand that the Brahma is not just a unified oneness. The Brahma is a oneness with variety. The Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy explains that Brahman is a person with energies, and the person is unchanging, but the energies are changing. So in the synthetic sense, the energies and energetic are one. So in that synthetic sense, we can understand the 7.30 declaration. It's adhibhutadi daivam mam, that the one who understands the adhibhuta to be me. But in the analytic sense, we understand that the energies are different from the energetic. And that strength, in that sense, we can understand adhibhutam ksharobhavaha. And then purushascha adhidaivatam. So adhidaiva, the daiva refers to the predominating deity. Adhidaiva refers to the supreme deity. Who is that? Adi is original. Adhi is supervising. So here it is adhidaiva. So the supreme deity is Purusha. Now what is this Purusha? The concept of Purusha will be talked about elaborately in the 13th chapter. And Arjuna will ask specifically what is Purusha and what is Prakriti. And there Krishna will talk about two kinds of Purusha. There is the Anupurusha and there is the Vibhupurusha. There is the Purusha who is entangled in material nature and the Purusha who is transcendental to material nature. So that usage of Purusha is usually in contrast with Prakriti. So Prakriti is unconscious, Purusha is conscious. At the same time, the word Purusha has other meanings also. So here we see Prabhupada translates Purusha as the Virat Purusha, the cosmic form. So adhibhutam ksharobhavaha, Purushas chadidaivatam, the adhidaiva is the Purusha. I mean, the supreme predominating deity is it the Virata form? No, there is the supreme being who can be known through the Virata form. So we will see in the Virata Rupa how Krishna is non-different from that Virata Rupa will be revealed in the 11th chapter of the Gita. So here there is a condensed explanation of things. And so these Adibhuta, Adidaiva, they are different manifestations, but they are different manifestations of the same one absolute truth. And adhibhutam ksharobhava purushascha adhidaivatam adhiyagyam ahamevatra dehe dehabhritamvara. So adhiyagyam ahamevatra, here Krishna unambiguously declares that I am the adhiyagyam ahamevatra dehe dehabhritamvara. Here we have a poetic alliteration in 8.4 where Krishna uses the word deha twice, dehe dehabhritamvara. So first dehe refers to in the body. Deha Bhritam Vara is a compound word which refers to Arjuna as Vara is the best. Bhritam is one who is accepted. Deha Bhritam Vara means the best of the embodied beings. And though there are various kinds of embodied beings, but those embodied beings who have come to the spiritual level of realization, who have understood spiritual reality, they are Deha Bhritam Vara. Arjuna is one such special living entity and he is referred to as Deha Bhritam Vara. So dehe deha bhritamvara, so dehe and deha, there's an alliteration of the first two pronouns in it, first two vowels in it, first two sounds in it. And then Krishna concludes his answer by telling that I am the adhiyagya, that I am present in the body. Later on, Krishna will tell in the Bhagavad Gita in the 13.23, uttama purusha tanya paramatmeti udharata yolo yokatrayamavishya vibhartya vayashvara. There is Uttama Purusha is also in the body. Upadrashta Anumanta cha. He is the overseer and supervisor. Upadrashta Anumanta Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara Paramatme Iti Chapyokto Dehesmin Purusha Para. So this is actually the Paramatma, 13.23. He is present in material nature and he is present in the material body also. And Sarvasya Chaham Ridhisan Nivishto. 15.15 also he talks about he is present in the heart of all living beings. 18.61 also he talks about how Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. So here we see repeatedly Krishna speaking that it is he who is present in the heart and he is the Adhi Yajna. There are different yajnas that are performed, but the ultimate purpose of all these yajnas is to devote oneself to Krishna, is to become devoted to Krishna. And that is the theme of the Bhagavad Gita. Later in 9th chapter, Krishna will tell, Aham sarva yajnanam bhokta cha prabhureva cha natumam abhijananti tattve natascha vandite. In 9.24, he will say that only one who understands him to be the Yajneshwar, that person attains perfection. Others do not. So, here Krishna has answered Arjuna's 6 for 6 questions. What is Brahma, what is Karma, and what is Adhyatma was answered in a third text, and Adhibhuta, Adhisha, Eva and Adhiyagya are answered in this text. In the next text, from the next text onwards, in fact, Krishna will answer Arjuna's question about how can a person remember him at the time of death. that we'll discuss in our future talks. Thank you.